Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of this Saturday night edition of the show here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams there for you for free. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them listenable and on the house. freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, this is the show about your calls. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. We got some emails we want to get through tonight. Got plenty of stuff in the news as well, but let's go back to the phones. Back to Bureaucrat in Hawaii. Bureaucrat, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi again, guys.
Hey.
I just love listening to your guys' show. The other day was a blast. What other show can you listen to the hosts hack away at each other all day over some poor decision they made? The other day, you guys were hacking away at over Manwich's subversive decision to destroy the free podcast bitrate quality in order to flog all those freeloading listeners into amping FTL so you guys can spread the news and get people to New Hampshire sooner.
You like that, huh?
I don't like the idea. I think you guys have a problem, and you went about trying to solve it the wrong way.
What do you mean?
First of all,
The solution. He doesn't like the solution, but he likes the way that we discussed it on the show.
Oh, yes. You guys did an awesome job at that. Basically, you guys need money, and you've got all these listeners who aren't, you know, returning the value they're receiving from their program from you.
Okay.
And you're trying to, you know, which you'd like to just set a price, right? And you have everybody pay that price.
Well, no, I mean, I understand that some people can't pay and some people refuse to pay, and I still think it's important to get the message of freedom and liberty out there to everybody, regardless of their ability to pony up. We just wanted to see if we could figure out a way to give them a little bit of a more incentive to get involved.
Yes, but ideally you'd like each of them to return a certain amount of value they receive from the show.
Either by listening to commercials.
Even if it was a cent or a dollar or $100, you'd like them to return that.
Either by listening to commercials or by, you know, amping the show, sure.
Yeah, any way they can. But the listeners, they can't really know what an amazing service you guys are offering to the world until they listen to the program. And at that point, they have an idea of how valuable the program is and what you're doing for everyone and bringing freedom.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, Bureaucrat. And we've come to our senses. I apologized on the podcast last night, and I apologize via email. So everything's back to normal at this point. So I think everybody's going to be happy. In fact, I think it's showing that people are happier now as a result of the increased amp signups that we've gotten over the past 24 hours. So
I think there's an even better solution here. I think you could go to a voluntary agreement with all of these incoming listeners. On the front of your website, if you had them sign a contract where they said, you know, whatever value you receive from our program, at least just give us back 50% of that. If it's just
I don't know about asking listeners to sign a contract. I don't know about that.
It's explained in an email, and I think you make a pretty good case for it. So go ahead.
I don't know about. Well, first of all, you can acquire our show without ever going to our website. I mean, there are a variety of people that refeed our show across the internet. You don't have to go to freetalklive.com in order to come across the show. Bureaucrat, great call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-5791. I don't know about asking someone to sign a contract.
I think that the contract,
that's crazy.
The contract only says that if you feel like you get value out of that he's proposing, if you feel like you get value out of the show, return 50% of it. And I think that makes people interested in what could possibly be so valuable behind this thing I'm clicking on.
I don't know. That is interesting. All right, 800-259-5791. I guess it's something that deserves a little more thought. All right, so let's go back to this Hollywood issue here, because I'm not quite done with it yet. What we're talking about is from hammeroftruth.com. Stephen Gordon's writing about some outrage that the Christians are having over Hollywood's homosexual agenda. Have you heard that? The other talk show hosts talk about this stuff, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They get on the air and they complain and they...
Hollyweird.
Yeah, they get on the air and act as though that Hollywood's just totally out of touch with America. Well, if it was true that Hollywood was out of touch with America, then how is it that they can make money? How is it that they can turn a profit on any of these terrible, horrible, evil movies? Well, maybe it's because there's a demand for films like this out there. And if there really is a big group of people that wants to have some pro-family, home, down home entertainment. I don't know how else to describe this. Christian style entertainment. Then they should go out there and make that entertainment. But what they have to understand, and there are people out there trying to do that, what they have to understand is that Americans that go to the movies want to be entertained. So if your movie, first and foremost, is not entertaining,
yeah,
your returns are going to be limited. Now, let's look at two comparisons here, or a comparison between two different movies. You've got The Passion of the Christ, which was a blockbuster, right? I mean, that...
Unlike any other blockbuster, I would say.
That made some money. And then you have another Christian film called Left Behind. Have you heard about this one?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't either.
I'm familiar with the series.
It's a huge book series.
Based on the Rapture.
Yeah. A big selling Christian book series. I mean, every time one of these books comes out, they rush to the stores and they buy them up, and you know, good for them. So they decided they were going to turn this series into a movie. And they did.
As they do with many books.
And it got a theatrical release. So it shows that even their little Christian agenda movies can get theatrical releases. But they actually tried to give away tickets to this movie, and nobody wanted them. Because the first few people that went there found out that during this movie, some of the characters pick up the Bible and just read passages straight out of it. I mean, do you want to go to a movie to have a Bible lesson? Or do you want to go to be entertained? Because people are not entertained by that stuff. And so therefore, it bombed. Now, that movie bombed. Passion of the Christ was huge. I haven't seen either one of them.
I saw The Passion.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Was it entertaining? Did they pick up the Bible? Did they start reading passages out of the Bible in the middle of the movie?
No, but I think that Mel Gibson did his very, very, very level best to stick with the gospel stories as he saw them.
Good for him. But do you see my point? There's a difference between those two films. They're both movies with a Christian agenda, right? They're both movies with Christians making them. But one of them bombed, and the other one is a huge success. So, for those of you out there that want to see...
Now, let's talk about, for a second, Charlie Brown's Christmas special. Or, excuse me, is it the Easter? No, it's Christmas special, where he reads Luke 2 right in the middle of it. And this is an extremely popular cartoon that gets on the air every single year. It is about how well it's produced. It's not about the content. I mean, characters could get up and read the Bible. I mean, they read the Bible in Pulp Fiction, for God's sakes.
I understand.
He quotes Ezekiel as he shoots a man.
It's definitely more about everything else in the film. I was just pointing out one thing, one major difference.
And that does not... The reading of the Bible does not mean that it somehow appeals to
fewer impression. I got the impression that it was an extended sequence.
It's an extended sequence in Charlie Brown, too. He reads all of Luke 2. It's an entire chapter of the Bible.
Really? I don't remember that at all.
He does.
800-259-5791.
The whole thing about the star, the shepherds, their sheep lowing.
I agree with you that it's all about the production in general. No doubt about that. And so therefore, those of you out there that want to see more of this stuff, stop complaining about it. If you're not getting what you want from Paramount,
I say
and
complain
Disney,
about it.
But they've been complaining for decades, man.
I complain, so what?
I'm tired of hearing it.
I'm tired of hearing you talk about the drug war then.
Let's go to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to say before I start my point here, I actually was raised in a Christian conservative right-wing family, and it's sort of interesting because I actually went to Jerry Falwell's university for a year.
Wow.
Where the policy was that as a college student attending his school, I was not allowed to see rated R movies. So
how were they to know?
Well, apparently, I mean, RAs could, you know, watch out, and I don't know.
If you were on campus watching
many,
them.
Many private Christian colleges have rules similar to this, curfews, and you can't drink, and all kinds of things.
Luke, you want to talk more about the Christian right, don't you?
I do.
Hang on, we're going to come back to you. 800-259-5791. So as somebody who was formerly in Jerry Falwell's college, he's going to comment on the Christian right. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say. This is your show. You take control. Bring up what's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protective's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, live Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you've noticed, we give away everything on our website. Archive, Shrine of Female Listeners, the podcast, and more. All of it is free, the bulletin board system. In return, we ask a simple vote. We ask that you go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It's very simple. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address to do it. Vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing, so it's not a huge burden. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go back to the phones, back to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hello. Yeah, the main point that I wanted to make is that these Christian right-wingers kind of miss, they don't see the what do they call it, the forest through the trees.
Yes.
Because, you know, they say they want wholesome family entertainment, and there is a company out there that produces just loads of wholesome family, you know, kid-friendly entertainment. It's called Disney.
Well, now they have problems with Disney, too.
That's what I was going to say. A few years ago, the Southern Baptist Convention decided that they were going to boycott this very company. Nothing to do with their programming, actually. It had to do with the fact that they gave benefits to same-sex couples.
That work for Disney, yeah.
Right, and they also tried to throw something in about how there was this gay day celebration at Disney, which actually was privately organized, and, you know, people were just using the park. They weren't, like, getting Disney's permission to have this thing there anyway. So
it's like they have it's like there's a Christian war on gayness, apparently.
Yeah, it's like there could be, like, you know, you could watch a movie where there's, like, 500 people get their heads blown off, and that would be okay, but, you know, if two guys kiss, you know, it's going to be Armageddon.
The end of the world is upon us! Luke, thanks for the call.
All right.
Call, man. 800-259-5791. In fact, Stephen Gordon from hammeroftruth.com points this out. He says, you know, whatever the motivation of Hollywood might be, the motivation of the Christian right is clear. They wish to disregard states' rights with a federal ban on abortion, outlaw homosexuality, force public school children to recite Christian prayers in school. Before you start arguing with me on this point, I still recall my Jewish classmates in Alabama being forced to recite the Lord's Prayer. Censor broadcast media and install their radical interpretation of the Bible as opposed to the Constitution as the ultimate law of the land. Then he takes another point from this other Christian article. Stephen Bennett of Straight Talk Radio said, quote, when Hollywood is pumping out anti-family movies with sexually explicit, twisted, and perverse themes that glorify homosexuality, transsexuality, and every other kind of sexual immorality,
no mention of violence,
then awarding itself for doing so, middle America better take note. Hollywood has exposed its own corrupt agenda. It is, no doubt, on a mission to homosexualize America. You've got to be kidding me. You really think these people are even more paranoid than the conspiracy theory? This is like a Christian conspiracy, isn't it, in a way? Believing that Hollywood's trying to homosexualize America.
Well, I think that it's true that there are probably a disproportionate amount of gay actors, especially male gay actors. I don't know about female gay actresses, but
well, maybe they're just better at emoting.
And those I'm just saying, and those people have the agenda that they want to be accepted.
Yeah.
And I personally have the agenda that I want to, have every woman on the planet.
Okay.
So I'm imagining that those guys probably have that same agenda.
Who?
The gay actors.
They want every woman on the planet?
They want every man on the planet.
Oh, okay.
Try to stick with me here.
I'm trying. All right. And by the way, Stephen adds, the right to dwell on this, the right has to dwell on this topic, homosexuality, that is, so much makes me wonder if they're afraid of their own latent tendencies. I mean, isn't it a little bit strange? That's like, it's their pet issue. Homosexuality. We've got to get it out of the media. We've got to get it out of our children's faces. If they're presented with gay people, they might go gay. You know, Manwich, if you were in a room full of gay people, if you found yourself in a room of gay people, would you feel like you were being persuaded to go gay?
Well, maybe.
Oh, please. You're being silly now. I mean, this whole idea that because there are gay people in the media, that means we're trying to homosexualize America is outrageous to me. And if you're one of the people that believes this, 800-259-5791. If you're an anti-gay person, we want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. Yeah, what's your problem with gay people anyway? Do you really think they're trying to take over America? Trying to homosexualize America? That's so laughable. But I'll give you airtime. I want to hear what you have to say for yourselves. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Tyler in Washington. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Hi, Manwich. I'd like to tell you why it's a bad idea to put commercials in the podcast.
Please. Well,
okay.
We're not putting commercials in the podcast, but go ahead and tell us why it's a bad idea to do something we're not doing. Go ahead.
Well, I heard Manwich say that he'd like to hear commercials in the podcast to get some value out of them.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with Manwich that it's a pain to fast-forward through the commercials, and that got me to be an amplifier. But The distinct difference is that I was already addicted to your show. I already knew how good it was. When I was a brand new listener, I wouldn't have sit through that many commercials to find out how good you are.
Hmm. Well, you know, a lot of people have pointed this out, and I wonder why people do it on the radio or the live stream.
Because they're not used to it, and yeah, well, I think that's largely it,
is that people got used to commercial-free archives.
Well, I think it's because of what Johnson pointed out, is that this show exists in different realms. We exist in the radio realm, we exist in the live internet stream realm, and we also exist in the podcast realm. And so to compete in those different realms, we have to do different things. So in the radio realm, every other radio station out there that's running talk content is running commercials. So therefore, anywhere else they're going to go on the radio, they're going to get commercials. Whereas in the podcast realm, you know, 99% of the other podcasts out there are not running commercials. So therefore, we're uncompetitive if we insist on running them in our podcast.
99% of the other podcasts out there are amateurs.
That doesn't matter, man. Which the point is, we want to get ears listening to the show, and therefore we have to be competitive. Tyler, any other thoughts?
I do have a suggestion. If it does come down worse to worse, and you do need to put an advertisement in the podcast, limit it to one single, simple advertisement that's short, kind of like your amplifier little inserts are.
Yeah, that's why I put those in there, because they're so short that it's not worth reaching down to hit the fast-forward button for.
Right, and if you can get another one in there for maybe 15 seconds or alternate or something, you might just have something, because I would definitely sit through that. But I wouldn't sit through 2 minutes of commercials like this.
Hey, Tyler, let's get to an issue. What do you think about the homosexualization of America?
I think that's silly, and people can be homosexual if they want to.
Thanks for the call.
I don't think that anyone out there is trying to push it down someone else's throat, and if they are, just ignore them.
There you go. Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-5791. Why can't we just let everybody be? Now, why can't the Christian right that's so up in arms about gay people just leave them alone? They're not going away. You can't pass a law. I know that their big answer to what they perceive as problems in America, whether it be abortion or morality or whatever, is to pass laws. Oh, we can't have people having sex before marriage. We should pass a law to outlaw that.
Well, I don't think they're going to have a lot of luck in that arena. And you don't see anybody trying to do that particular action. I mean, there are certainly laws on morality.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny, this group that's out protesting killed war veterans that come home and... it's because they believe that they're getting killed because of gay people.
Speaking of the war, you've got something about the totals, the total cost of the war. Let's talk about that on the way. 800-259-5791. You bring up what's on your mind. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, you take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And man, let's
join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself to our worldwide map of listenership. We've got over 700 of our listeners that have gone and done it so far. It's free, of course. Map.freetalklive.com. Plug in your name, photo of yourself if you'd like, even a phrase to go along with you, and you'll be plotted on the map. And you can scroll around and see who else is in your area that's listening to Free Talk Live. You might find someone you know on there. Maybe an old college buddy. We reunited a couple of old college buddies via the listener map, map.freetalklive.com. It's cool stuff. Hey, this is the show about your calls. You bring up what's on your mind. Let's go to, by the way, ladies first on Free Talk Live. So let's go to Lynn in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Lynn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Great. Good. Lynn, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the homosexual thing going on, and I guess the Brokeback Mountain brought it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Movie. And I'm just a conservative mom who kind of believes that everybody should live the way they want to, but I also happen to believe very strongly that homosexuality is a perversion.
Okay.
And I think that's why we all have the creep factor or the ick factor when we think about two people of the same sex deep mouth kissing or doing whatever.
Hmm.
And I think that's natural and inbred. And I think that God probably loves us all equally. I'd have to believe that, or I couldn't believe in God. But okay. I also believe that it has been pushed in people's faces, especially our children in school, under the guise of, oh, you must be tolerant and not hurt homosexuals.
Well, you probably shouldn't hurt people in general. I mean, hurting people is certainly
right.
Something that shouldn't
absolutely
be done at all.
Absolutely. And I have a feeling that it's fairly, I feel strongly that that's very much blown up. But I also think that you have the Gay and Lesbian League having, it has brochures in almost every elementary school in America right now, and they hold classes to teach children that you must be friendly with everyone and that everybody's equal before God, and they are. Of course, they don't say that at school.
I'd like to point something out, Lynn. If that's true, and I have no reason to doubt what
oh,
you're
it
saying.
It is true, yeah.
I have no reason to doubt that. If that's true, then what the answer is not to change the way that the curriculum is and not to fight and to argue over this. The answer is to get your kids out of government-run schools. Because
okay.
when you put your kids into government-run schools and when you support government-run schools with tax dollars, that just means that you're encouraging this sort of behavior. If you want to put your if you want your kids to have the education that they deserve, in your mind, whether that means it's a Christian education or an environmental education or an atheist education or whatever it is that you want for your kids, private schooling is the way to go. We need to get the government out of education because all they're doing is filling our kids' heads with things that we might not necessarily want them to have.
Well, I
and doing a bad job
that.
Of it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I agree with that. But what I have the problem with is that it's okay to teach children that there is this way of life and you must always be kind and never physically hurt someone. But the problem is that they don't tell the flip side of it. For instance, and this is a governmental statistic, and you can go online and find this when you look up homosexuality. For the average age of death for a homosexual male is 42. That's fairly astounding in my book.
I find that hard to believe.
What about home? I'm sure that she's right, because they're figuring in numbers from the 80s when AIDS was running rampant. What about homosexual females?
I don't know. There's no statistic on that that I am aware of. I've never heard of early death. There are diseases.
They are actually the most immune to social diseases, sexually transmitted diseases of any sexual group.
Who are?
And then if female. You go, if you look up the... I hate to say the word proctologist. I'm not going to go crude here on you, but there are a million other diseases of the colon, the anal area in males that are horrific, that are not.
I'd like to point out that everybody, when they hear the word homosexual, automatically presumes that that means that there's anal sex going on, and I can't imagine that that would be the case. I think that I'm sure there are a lot of homosexual males that engage in that practice, but do you have to? Just because you're a homosexual doesn't mean that you engage in that practice. Mutual masturbation could be something that you would do, and that could be homosexual.
But in your heart, when you think about it, do you think that that is really the main thing? I don't. I mean, maybe other people do. I don't know. But the bottom line is, none of us want to be in somebody else's bedroom.
Good.
But
well, some people do.
Mm-hmm.
We had one lady call in who said she'd call the cops on me if she found out that I was having sex outside of marriage.
Well, I don't think that's right.
We don't either. And we agree with you that the government certainly shouldn't be in anybody else's bedroom, and nor you or I should really be spending any time in anyone else's bedrooms. And I agree with you that I understand that you feel like it's being shoved in your face, and at the same time, I think the government education system probably has a lot to do with that. Because otherwise, you could be pretty effective at shielding your kids from that message.
Well, isn't it because we've all been taught that if we stand up and say, you know, it's okay, I don't care what you do in your bedroom, but please, if it's, you know, please don't have me in Disneyland on gay days with my children when homosexuals are walking around in high heels and mouth kissing and that sort of thing.
Right. Do you feel like that would corrupt your kids? I mean, if you went to Disneyland and there was some couple gay guys kissing, do you feel like that would make your kids go gay?
I think I don't want to have to tell a little 8-year-old why they're doing it.
You don't think you could handle explaining that?
No, I think children need to be children for a while. Okay. And they don't need all of the sexuality thrown at them.
Right.
And I think, and I truly, truly do believe, you know, you guys were talking earlier about, well, hey, if you were put in a room with homosexuals, would you become one? I don't think it's about that. No, we're adults. But children go through phases in puberty where experimentation is very normal. And I don't know anybody that didn't experiment with little things. But when you make it in such a wonderful, okay, hey, let's do it, oh, this is great, then you make it a thing, an in thing. And what happens is, people can be impressed upon. And if you talk to homosexuals like the guys that have been in the Exodus program and have actually broken away from it, most of them will tell you that they were molested by an older male homosexual when they were young.
You know, so, I think that's true. I think there is a percentage of gay males that were probably converted, as it were, by pedophiles. But I think that there's also a larger percent. I really do. I mean, just in asking people, talking to gay men, that they just say they were born like that. They were gay as much as I was straight, just from birth.
Okay, well then that's why you need to love everybody.
Indeed, Lynn, and we're glad that you're one of those people that doesn't want to solve this. I mean, you perceive that there might be a problem, but you don't want to solve it with government. You don't want to solve it by passing laws, and I got to say I have a lot of respect for that.
Nor do I want to make it a great thing to do. I don't want to make homosexuality great.
Lynn, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. As long as you don't want to pass a law, fine. No, shield your kids as much as you possibly can. Good luck. I mean, that's a job. I mean, I try to fathom shielding my children from certain things like that, and I can't.
Yeah, you're busy.
I know how kids are. You know, I know I was a kid, and if I was told I couldn't do something or couldn't see something, it made me want to watch it more. Let's talk to Jamal in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Jamal, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Oh, hey, thank you. Ian?
Yeah.
Hey, that's my brother's name.
What a coincidence, Jamal. What's on your mind?
You asked if, you know, are they're trying to homosexualize America?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they are.
Who's they?
They. You know, the people, the gay activists. You know?
What do you mean by homosexualize America? What's that mean?
Well, I think a lot of the other callers said, you know, a few minutes ago that they're trying to be accepted. You know,
what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with being accepted?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, being gay isn't a race. Being gay is a behavior.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when the behavior is, countercultural.
You think it's aberrant. All right, Jamal, if you will hang on, I want to bring you back on the air with us. Can you hang on?
Yes.
Be patient now. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-5791. If you are a gay man or a woman and you want to talk to Jamal, we want to hear from you as well. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizeDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizeDC.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there with over 77,000 posts, over 1,100 people interacting. It is totally free. It's a lot of fun, too, at freetalklive.com. All right, we're going back to the phones, back to Jamal in Indianapolis. Jamal, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, so you were getting into an explanation of why you think homosexuality is aberrant and shouldn't be around, right?
I didn't say that. I said I think that they're trying to homosexualize America.
Right.
Yeah. I think...
Tell me more about that.
Okay. Perhaps homosexualizing America is a byproduct of what they're trying to do. And maybe they're not, you know, trying to homosexualize America.
When you say homosexualize America, you mean they're trying to just gain acceptance or they're trying to turn people into homosexuals?
Well, I think they're trying to gain acceptance at the cost of actually influencing people to try it.
You really think? I mean, would you be influenced if you just kept encountering?
No, I'm not an impressionable child.
Oh, I see.
You see, I'm not an impressionable child. But if I was,
How young do you have to be impressionable?
And I grew up in the if I grew up in the climate that we have now, mm-hmm. you know, this is why you have, you know, teen homosexuality. The numbers are growing.
Well,
you
I'd
know,
say the
it's
numbers
self-fulfilling prophecy.
I'd say the numbers are growing because it's becoming more accepted. I mean, I can't imagine the set of circumstances that would have caused me to start kissing the boys that I used to play football with.
Well, yeah, if as with smoking herb, you know, it became more accepted, so it became practiced more. And like with the behavior of homosexuality, it just tried more.
I don't know if I can agree with that. I think what you're seeing is that because more people are appearing to be homosexual, they're just feeling more comfortable with coming out of the closet as it is. Because there was plenty of homosexuals 20 years ago, they just weren't as open about it because they're scared of being, you know, beaten up by some angry rednecks.
No, there weren't more homosexuals. There are more homosexuals now.
I don't believe
it. Than there were. Well,
I don't
yeah.
believe that for a moment.
Well,
yeah.
I would say that there's.
What about ancient Greece?
What about how about this, Ian? There's definitely women are participating in, sort of bisexuality, and I think they do it to be more attractive to men.
Could be. You know, actually, Jamal, I got somebody on the line that wants to talk to you. Jamal, it's JC in Indianapolis. JC, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on WXNT with Ian and Manwich and Jamal.
Right. Great show, as always.
Thanks.
It's interesting to hear one of my neighbors here from Indianapolis almost espousing a black Pat Buchanan attitude about homosexuality. I think there are two points that are valid in this discussion. The first one being that as the kids are a lot hipper than they used to be. If you recall 50s television, they wouldn't let Laura and Bob Petrie sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
Now they show what happens when they are in the same bed. They show how Little Richie was produced. Kids are a lot hipper, a lot brighter, a lot more informed than people. That's what kind of age limit, 40 and up, maybe. I like the dear lady who called in.
Educate a mind without educating a heart, and you've created a menace to society. You know,
and
so just exposing kids to all kinds of things and say, hey, look at how much they're exposed to is no. Measure of how good you're being to the children.
I think kids can handle it. I mean, I remember being a young person.
Out of your mind. Mm-hmm. You are out of your mind.
I remember being a young person. I was attracted to girls. I don't think any amount of homosexual stuff on TV would have changed that.
Hey, and you know what? I wanted to eat all the candy in the candy store. That doesn't make it good, you know? And if I didn't have an adult who was wiser than me.
My fellow Hoosier, that argument was the same argument they used against putting fluoride in the water. Because the government could use it to control our brains.
Look,
using fluoride to control our brains.
I wouldn't try to turn you three to my point of view because you know your opinion is founded on a level of heart, and you just wrap your intellect around it to support what you feel. But I would say to your audience, if you feel like me. Boycott.
And you know what? That is the marketplace answer, Jamal. At least you're not calling for legislation. JC, final thoughts from you. I want to keep you on the line, Jamal, so hang on. JC, final thoughts.
I think my final thought I would leave with my friend Jamal and a fellow Hoosier is that, for example, let's wrap your mind around the concept that maybe two men or two women fall in love in a wholesome, monogamous relationship and are together for many, many years, and one dies. I think the only rights that we're espousing and wanting vehemently, and I think it's only just, are an estate go to the partner.
Hear, hear. Good point, JC. Thanks for the call. Jamal, any comments, sir?
You can do that in a civil union without tainting what marriage is.
Well, now, Jamal, what we really think the answer with marriage is to get the government entirely out of marriage. I mean, don't you think it's kind of an insult, a slap in the face to the institution of marriage to suggest
that marriages exist and have a profound effect on society. Specifically,
ask my question. Don't you think it's a slap in the face that the government demands $100 from you in order to grant you permission to get married? Why should you have to ask the government for permission?
I don't want it to get turned into that. But what I'm saying is the civilization is founded on marriages.
Yes, because licenses are founded on racism.
Citizens come from male-female relationships.
We're talking about something totally different here. We're talking about marriage licenses versus marriages. If you want to go get married,
I'm not talking about the $100. Whatever, you know what?
Hey, Jamal, hang on for us, because we got Eric, a gay man in Kansas, that wants to talk to you. Jamal, hang on. 800-259-5791. You want to talk to Jamal? You want to bring up something else entirely? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that lets you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Toll-free, 800-259-5791 is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo. And not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. And in that photo, they validate themselves. They prove that they are indeed Free Talk Live listeners. And therefore, we put them on our website, the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. By the way, we're going to have a brand new Shriner going up over the weekend, so be sure you're on the updates list to find out when that happens at updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, back to Jamal in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Now, Jamal, you're somebody who, you're not necessarily anti-homosexual. You're just sort of afraid that if there's too much homosexual influence, that they might convince your kids to go gay, right?
First of all, I used to be an abstinence teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You haven't heard me say one word about God. So
nope. No, you haven't.
Right. So I'm pretty well grounded in whichever way you like to come at me, you know.
I gotta say, Jamal, I don't disagree with you much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't be keeping you on if these callers didn't want to talk to you, Jamal, because you seem like a pretty reasonable dude. I mean, you don't want to pass laws against anything, and if you don't want to pass laws, then you're okay in my book. So that's why I'm going to bring Eric on the line, and then we'll be done with you here. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Jamal.
Hi. Well, as a resident of one of the most regressive states in the country, I'm, you know, pretty accustomed to ignorance and bias, but it always distresses me when I hear it coming from someone who has also likely been prejudiced against in the past. I would expect a person of color to be a little bit more compassionate.
Yeah, but I understand why I've been prejudiced against, you know?
I'm sorry?
I understand why my people have been...
Right, as though you've got, like, this magic thing in your brain that tells you about all the black people in the world.
Yeah, but you put a black person and a white person together, they can procreate, you know, so that's natural.
The fact that being gay isn't the same as being a member of a race does not make it any more justifiable to discriminate against gay people. I mean, I was born gay. All gay people are born gay, and just because you don't believe that doesn't mean it ain't so.
Okay, would you discriminate against a thief if you owned a business that moved cash through?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Would you discriminate against a thief that? You know, if you had a business or a store that had cash flowing through it.
What does that have? I don't understand.
Would you discriminate against hiring a thief?
Oh.
How is that relevant to our discussion?
Well, just answer a question. You probably would,
I'm
right?
I'm not going to answer a question
know.
That's irrelevant.
You
okay.
have no idea.
Well, okay, I'll tell you the
relevance,
I'll tell you the relevance.
What is it you have against gay people?
Well, I don't have anything against gay people.
Well, it certainly sounds like
Well, I have something against homosexuality. That isn't
well,
that's,
I'm sorry
you know?
That you have that problem, but it is normal. Whether you believe it or not, a certain segment of humanity always has been, always will be.
That's irrational to think that it's normal. There is no animal.
Yes, there is. There is homosexuality in the animal kingdom.
No, there isn't.
Barely.
No, there isn't.
Jamal,
Jamal, how do
Protons
you know?
I'm sorry, we don't have any more time for Jamal. Eric, are you still there?
Yes, and, you know, I personally believe that it's entirely possible that homosexuality could be a natural process by which to limit the population.
I totally believe you. And why would anybody disbelieve someone who claims that they were homosexual, homosexual from birth? Why would somebody disbelieve someone?
I don't know, but I live in the state of Fred Phelps, and I'm sick and tired of the prejudice, and I see it growing more and more, and it just makes me angrier and angrier.
Well, Eric, if you love liberty and you want to be in a more open-minded environment, you should check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Hour number three coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.